Únete contra Bush. Únete contra Bush.
Yeah, somebody got protest. Yeah, Bush, you know, but lies and stuff like that. You need to come up straight forward. Get it straight.
I just came downtown and I just saw it, but I love it though. I really love it, man.
Bush, get out the way! Get out the way! Get out the way!
Is since most of our clients don't have a vote, then we're coming out and expressing that we want people to create jobs for ex-offenders, and that's why we're here. We think that's a part of the peace, the whole peace concept, because we're for crime-free environments. We want people to not go back to prison and to have productive lives, so that's why we're here.
Bush, escucha, estamos en la lucha.
And what do you think about this award of the protesting?
Well, I think it should have never happened, myself. Me being a, just a person that lived in Houston, Texas, in America itself. You know, I think it should not have come to pass. This is, I love this year because I've never seen it before. It really brings tears in my eyes because I've never seen it in Houston before, that they finally stood up and got off their asses and done something. At least make their own voices heard. I love it. I love it. I was going to work, but it stopped me long enough to just catch my attention, so I'm with it. I'm with it. I enjoyed it very much. So it's a good thing.
Well, I'm an ex-offender, so this is really to help me and the other ex-offenders out, too. I think we need more jobs, you know, and it would be nice to be able to vote because a lot of this, this wouldn't be happening, really, you know, because we'd be able to voice our opinions, you know, and this is against, it's like we don't have no rights at all, no rights at all, and we need rights. We need rights. Just because we go to jail and then come back out, we don't have no rights to vote. We can't even express how we feel. You know, everyone votes. The presidents come in. We don't want them in office because of the way they work in the system. And we can't even vote. We can't vote.
No peace. USA of the Middle East. No justice. No peace. USA of the Middle East. No justice. No peace. USA of the Middle East.
I just think, man, this is big, man. It's big. It's going to make history, man. It's part of making history, man. And I just feel that it's time for us to stand up for what we believe in. The world today is removed economically because we're not standing up for what we believe in. If we believe in what we believe in, economically, the whole world can change. But if we just let the world dictate what we got to do, how we're going to make money to survive, we're not going to make money. The only way you make money is by standing up. Making it happen first, you got to happen by doing this, by what? Pushing it forward. The only way you can see something, you got to go get it. And it's saying that right now, economically, we're not making anywhere because we're not pushing ourselves hard enough where we can get it. But we say there are jobs out there, but where are the jobs? We're not there. So, as I say, everyone's trying to move forward. But it seems like economically, as the world's combining right now, we're at war within ourselves. And outside the world, all around the world, war's going on right now because people are not believing themselves. We're tired of people dictating us. We're tired of people telling us what to do, how to live. And the biggest thing of all right now, we just want to be free enough to live economically, peace in the heart and peace of the mind, to just be a free human being. And that's it. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
And since we all came from somewhere to this nation and we have been blessed with the bounty of opportunity, then we should share that worldwide. And when this nation lifts up arms, it should do so to defend. We understand defending the homeland, but this should be based upon drawing together Americans around the cause of freedom and justice, not of invasion and destruction.
Well, we want all our troops to be alive. There ain't no need to fight for no arms.